All right, welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at the career of Meitei Garadobel.
Okay.
She is a professor at the University of the Basque Country, and we're going to be looking specifically at her teaching.
Interesting.
So the document we have is basically a list of all of her actividad docente de grado, which is like basically her undergraduate teaching activities over the decades.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
It's kind of like a teaching resume, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's really cool because it gives us a kind of unique window into the evolution of psychology in Spain.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just jump right in and start at the beginning of her career.
Sorry.
One of the first things that jumps out to me is the variety that she had even right from the start. So in 1987, 1988, she's teaching a course called Theory and Process of Educational Orientation for Pedagogy Students.
Yeah.
So you can already see that she's kind of interested in this intersection of psychology and education.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty interesting.
And then the very next year, she's actually teaching psychology courses for the UNAED system, which is Spain's National Distance Learning University.
Right.
So she's really kind of branching out and reaching students all over the country.
Yeah, and I think that connection between psychology and education early on, you know, makes you wonder if that's something that that she carried throughout her career.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sort of wanting to apply psychological principles to real-world learning environments.
Yeah, yeah.
Very fascinating.
So then in 1989, she shifts her focus to the University of the Basque Country.
Yeah.
Specifically within their faculty of psychology.
Okay.
And one of the courses that jumps out to me right away is psychodiagnosis. Mm. And this is something that she teaches from 1989 to 1994.
Wow. So that's like a solid 5 years, right? 5 years of teaching psychodiagnosis.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was sort of like a core area of expertise for her.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly seems like it.
I mean, think about it. Like, back then, in the late 80s and early 90s, psychodiagnosis was going through a big shift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was moving away from those purely psychodynamic approaches and starting to embrace more of those standardized testing methods.
Ah, interesting.
So I wonder if, you know, her teaching reflected that that evolution that was happening in the field.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question.
I'd love to see, like, you know, maybe some of her course materials from back then.
Oh, yeah. Right, get into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah.
Now another course that that really stood out to me was this course called Intervention Psicoeducativa.
Okay.
That's from 1996 to 2003.
And that translates to.
Psychoeducational intervention.
Psychoeducational intervention. I see. Okay. So thinking about like the trends in psychology during that time period, what do you think this course might reflect?
Well, you know, one thing that comes to mind is the growing emphasis on collaborative interventions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, back in the day, it was a lot of just working with the child.
Right.
But now it's more about working with the families, working with teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really taking a more holistic approach.
A more kind of like a systems approach, right?
Exactly.
Where you're looking at the child within their whole environment. That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So maybe this course was a sign that she was, you know, really at the forefront of that movement.
Yeah.
You know, promoting that kind of holistic view.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely possible. And then we also see her leading practicum courses for clinical psychology students, and this is from 1997 to 2008.
Okay.
So these are you know, hands-on, real-world courses.
Yeah.
You know, they're putting students in mental health centers, you know, giving them essential experience.
So it's not just about, you know, the theory, right?
Right.
It's about taking that theory and actually applying it
exactly
to real life situations.
Yeah, she's really shaping these future practitioners.
Yeah, and I think that speaks volumes about, you know, her dedication to not just like, you know, teaching the academic knowledge, but also making sure that these students are well-rounded.
Absolutely.
You know, they're able to actually go out and do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important.
It is.
One final detail that that caught my eye was this kind of evolution of the Evaluación Psicológica course.
Okay.
Which later becomes Evaluación y diagnóstico psicológicos.
So that's psychological evaluation, and then it becomes psychological evaluation and diagnosis.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's just a slight name change, but it makes you wonder if that reflects a broader shift in the field.
You know, I think it might actually,
Yeah.
because it feels significant, right? Like
Yeah.
it's not just about evaluating anymore.
Right.
It's also about, making a diagnosis.
Yeah.
So maybe it reflects a move towards a more integrated understanding of the individual, instead of just measuring their traits or symptoms. Maybe there was a greater emphasis on understanding that person within their specific context, and then using that information to arrive at a more nuanced diagnosis.
Right, right.
That's a really interesting observation.
Yeah, and it really makes you, it makes you wonder what it was like to actually be a student in one of her classes.
Oh yeah.
You know, like imagine being able to tap into her, decades of
Well, that's
experience,
right.
her passion for the field, what kind of discussions were happening in those classrooms.
It makes you wish you had a time machine
Right.
and you could go back and just sit in on one of those lectures.
Yeah, or even like a recording.
Yeah, a recording. Oh,
Yeah.
that would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that.
Right.
But we do have this amazing document that at least gives us a little bit of a glimpse
Yeah.
into her career.
And it makes you wonder, right? Like beyond these listed courses,
Yeah.
what other projects or clinical practices might have been, influenced by her teaching?
Right,
I
right.
mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, she clearly had a profound impact on the field of psychology in Spain.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, great.
But thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the teaching legacy of Matthijs Girigoordebil.
Yeah, it was really fascinating.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
All right.